You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Can the Central Coast ever be an affordable place to live? That was pondered Thursday at the San Luis Obispo County Housing Summit. Local leaders, city planners, house builders, and realtors from across the state met to share experiences in creating affordable housing. But the big question being asked is what kind of housing is necessary? In a hotel ballroom in San Luis Obispo, a who's who of California housing experts were showcasing their development projects, and many were aimed at a variety of incomes.
The first one on the left is a homeownership project that we did called Moylan Terrace.
That's Scott Smith, executive director of the San Luis Obispo Housing Authority.
It's 80 homes. They are owner-occupied homes, and 27 of those were deed-restricted homes, or they were sold at below market prices.
Most of the speakers agreed that the Central Coast can be an expensive place to live. But when we're talking about affordability, how do we decide what's affordable and to whom?
I know that the term affordable housing will probably come up a lot today. I think that that term is very relative.
Amanda Dutton is a Central Coast realtor.
Because affordable housing, I don't qualify for. My husband doesn't qualify for. But a home in the $500,000 to $600,000 range, for us, that is affordable. And that's, we need more of that here.
But while affordable to Dutton, surely those kind of numbers must be out of reach for many people.
We represent not just affordable housing, but it's the spectrum of housing that's needed that reflects our community.
Andrew Hackelman is the executive director of the Home Builders Association of the Central Coast and helped organize the summit.
The message that we want to really get out there is that there is a spectrum of need. Instead of focusing on kind of the argument or discussion that's taken place over the past decades about anti-growth and wanting to preserve the character of the Central Coast, we believe that we can do both.
One way, smaller houses. They're less expensive to build, and you can build more of them. Another is incentives for developers to build more houses for lower-income individuals. And then there are zoning changes. Hackelman says recently San Luis Obispo has been a model for all three.
They're doing a really good, honest look at how their fees are structured, trying to incentivize those smaller units for people who are working here. And they're listening to the development community. They're listening to the individuals who work here in the community and what they want and need.
According to Hackelman and the speakers at the summit, they'd like to change the perception that more development is a bad thing. Instead, they look at it as an opportunity for more kinds of people to live in the same place. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.